With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A warm front is sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country in what is usually one of the coldest months of the year. However, there is change on the way. National Weather Service meteorologist Andrew Orison says a storm system is coming through the Pacific Northwest over the next few days.
In addition to the snowfall, we're going to have temperatures dropping, and it's going to be quite windy as well, and so that's going to certainly cause some travel concerns over the next couple of days. But the snowfall potential, at least for the Rockies, northern and central Rockies, could be upwards of a couple of feet. So we'll definitely be very wintry-like.
Orison says severe weather will move through the mid-Mississippi Valley and continue into portions of the Great Lakes. Also at SRNNews.com, the next presidential primary is Tuesday in the Wolverine State.
Now that Donald Trump's made it four in a row with his win in South Carolina, the next contest comes Tuesday in Michigan.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
But Nikki Haley isn't giving up, saying many voters want an alternative.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hungary's parliament ratifying Sweden's bid to join NATO. This brings an end to more than 18 months of delays that have frustrated the alliance. Hungary's government submitted the protocols for approving Sweden's entry into NATO in 2022, but that matter had stalled in parliament. The Israeli military has struck targets of the terrorist Hezbollah group deep inside Lebanon. At least two Hezbollah members have been killed. Stocks have turned lower. The Dow is down 75 points. The Nasdaq, 4 points in the red. This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
As America's attention turns to the 2024 presidential race, Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says the country's problems run deeper than politics. His research shows very few people possess a biblical worldview these days, and that must change if the nation is to be saved. Barna says, quote, "The only true hope is a period of spiritual renewal. Placing the burden of uniting this divided country on the shoulders of a president is unrealistic." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Greece became the first majority Orthodox Christian nation to legalize same-sex marriage this month. It happened. Ukraine considering a bill that would legalize civil unions, gay civil unions, but that's not expected to pass. Russia effectively outlawed same-sex marriage in the 2020 constitutional revision that added a clause stipulating marriage only between a man and a woman. This is SRN News. This year looks to be a much better one for the U.S. economy than business economists were forecasting just a few months ago. That's according to a survey released by the National Association for Business Economics. The economy looks to grow 2.2% this year. After adjusting for inflation, that's up from an earlier 1.3%. Coming up this Thursday is Leap Day.
Ancient civilization had calendars that made periodic corrections to realign with lunar and solar cycles. But it was Julius Caesar in 46 BC who put into practice what we now consider leap years. In large part, the idea was to keep the months in sync with annual events, including equinoxes and solstices. So let's say you were born 40 years ago this Thursday. Happy 10th birthday. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.